Today I'm reading from a New Revised Standard Version. The first verses are John chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." But when Jesus heard it, he said, "This illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." And then we move over to verses 17 through 37. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again in the resurrection." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When she had said this, she went back and called to her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up and quickly go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loves him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened his eyes of the blind have kept this man from dying?"
Thank you, Fran. Today is the Memorial Day weekend, and as I just got through saying, Friday and Saturday, Diane and I went around to put flowers on graves, and there was 24 of those graves, and I've got one left that I will put on today. Death is something that we all face. Not only do we face our own death, but we face the loved ones around us. Unfortunately, I have had a lot of death in my life. From 1999 through, or excuse me, from 1989 through 1999, I had 10 people that were very close to me pass, one a year. One of those weeks, well, it was 1994. It was a very tough year for me. March 3rd of 1994, my uncle passed away. I was very close to my uncle. On March the 5th, my best friend got killed in a farming accident. Left three little girls, 13, 11, and 9. And then on March the 7th of 94, a young lady that I went to school with and dated her, and I worked with her husband, she passed away with cancer. That was a mighty tough year for me. Though that particular week, three funerals in a matter of 1 week was pretty upsetting to me. Especially losing my best friend. Somebody my age passing away. Somebody I was close to passing away. Those three deaths were really hard on me, and it probably took me a good year to 2 years to really get over the passing of those three individuals. And they passed in a week's time. Jesus, in the story of Lazarus, was about 20 miles. It would be like walking from here to Rich Hill away. And they sent for Jesus. And so it took somebody basically a day to get there, to give them word. Because there was no such thing as phones or radios back then. So they had to walk. And they told Jesus. And Jesus deliberately said, "No, I'm not going for two more days." Then it took him a third or another full day to walk where he was going. 4 days, Lazarus laid in the grave. Jesus knew what he was doing. Jesus has the ability to raise people from the dead. And I'm happy about that. Because the one grave that I have left to go put flowers on today was my Aunt Dosha's. Aunt Dosha prayed for me a lot, and I needed it. She prayed that I would come home safe night after night. Day after day, she prayed for me. And I know that when it comes my time to go to heaven, I will see that lady there. And I'm going to give her the biggest hug and kiss you can imagine. I love that woman. Still do. I miss her a great deal. She taught me a lot. Taught me how to make caramel popcorn. Taught me how to fry chicken. I can remember a lot of things about her. And on this Memorial Day weekend, it has surprised me. Because normally I don't buy flowers until I'm getting ready to go put flowers on the graves. And I went to the place that I normally buy flowers there in Joplin, and they were almost out. I mean, literally. I mean, they were almost out. And I said something to the man, and he said, "Yeah," he says, "I don't know what happened this year, but more people have came in and bought flowers than I don't know how long." He said, "Normally we have flowers left over." He said, "I don't think we're going to make it through Saturday." And as I was going around to the cemeteries, it seemed to be that like there was a lot more flowers on graves. And I was happy about that. And I used to think when I was a kid that putting flowers on graves was no big deal. But my Aunt Dosha and my Aunt Eva, my Aunt Margaret, made me promise that I would put flowers on the graves every year. And as I've, and one year I didn't do it. I thought, I'm not going to do it. And it haunted me every year. So, haunted me the entire year that I didn't put flowers on the graves. But what I've come to find out is it's about remembering that person, remembering their lives. And for me, I found myself yesterday telling the same stories that my aunts, my father, told me about my grandmother and grandfather who I never met. I told stories to my wife that I told to my daughter year after year about these people. What I've come to realize is it's about remembering those people. It's about remembering their lives and who they are or who they were. And I really, for me, I'm happy to know that most of these people that I put flowers on were Christians, and I'll get to see them again. Jesus is the resurrection and the light. And if you don't know him as your personal Savior, you need to. Because Jesus allows us to go to heaven and to rise again. Just like he rose Lazarus. And Martha and Mary, they wept and they grieved differently. When my mother passed in 2008, I didn't shed a tear for my mother. And I think the reason why I didn't even shed a tear for my mother was because I knew that there was two choices. We were either going to have to leave her on a ventilator system or take her off. And my mother was full of life. And I knew she wouldn't want to live on a vent. So I was okay with that. But when my Aunt Eva passed, I didn't shed a tear either. Because I knew that she was in a better place. Back when I was in my early 20s, I went to a funeral of a lady that had MS. She had passed away, and she got to the point with the MS that she couldn't do anything. She couldn't feed herself, couldn't do anything for herself. But I went to the funeral and I told her daughter, I said, Karen, I said, I'm so sorry about your mother. And she said, I'm not. And I didn't understand that. And now I do. She's in a better place. Betty was an angel on earth, and I miss her as well. We, as Christians, will see those people again. We will see them. Only through Jesus Christ will we see them again. So in closing, Martha and Mary may have had different ways of showing their grief. We all have different ways of showing grief. But that doesn't mean we don't care and that we don't love those people. Sometimes it's better for that person. I was in the hospital one day I was dating a lady. She called me up and she said, my dad just got taken to the hospital. Could you come and be with me? Sure. he had a heart attack, took him by ambulance, and in the ambulance he ended up having another heart attack. In a span of 6 or 8 hours, I can't remember which, he had a total of 5 heart attacks. We were sitting there in the hospital waiting room. But all the family was there and they were all hungry, and it was late at night. Cafeteria was going to close in a little bit. So they wanted to go down and have some food. And they wanted their mother to go. And she wouldn't go, wouldn't leave her husband's side. And I said, that's all right, I'll stay. You all go down, and then whenever you get back, then Mom and I will go. And so they left, and I sat there. I have a mouth once in a while. I open it when I may keep it closed. And I said to the lady, I said to her, I said, so what did he do? What did he do wrong that you want to make him suffer like this? And she kind of looked at me and said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, it's pretty clear to me that his body is ready to go, and you're not wanting to let him go. And she says, well, he was a good man. He didn't do anything wrong. He was a good father. And she started telling all these stories about how a good man he was. And I said, yeah, he was a good man. But what did he do wrong? Because you're sitting there making him suffer. Why, you know, every time he has this heart attack and they revive him, because you won't let him go. That electrical shock is hurts him, brings him back. But yet, he's suffering. And she didn't say anything for the longest time. She got up and she went over to the nurse's station and told the nurses something. She walked over to his bed, leaned over, kissed him. And I don't know what she said to him, but I have a feeling she told him that she loved him. And she held his hand for a while. And she gave him a kiss on the forehead. And by about the time she got halfway between the bed where her husband was laying and me, he coded and he passed. We have to learn to let people go. I don't know whether that man was a Christian or not. I sure hope he was. I know that his wife loved him, and I know that his children and grandchildren sure loved him. But sometimes we have to learn to let go. Sometimes we have to learn to hang on. Sometimes we don't know which is better. But in the case of Lazarus, Jesus knew what was best. Sometimes I wished I knew what was best. And I don't. I have to rely on the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I hope each and every one of you do too. If you'll pray with me. Lord, on this Memorial Day weekend, let us remember the saints that have gone before us and remember those good times and maybe some of the bad. But Lord, We know we'll see those people in your heaven. And we rejoice in that fact. In the Lord's name we pray, amen.